If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. The Bible says, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to vision, revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches and necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." But look at this tonight. I want to preach you just a little while on this thought. Grace that makes glad. Amen. We looked at this and we preached kind of this in this direction one time over at the nursing home and using this this text. And I thank God that there's the grace of God that passes all understanding. And I praise God that in the grace is gladness, because with gladness comes joy, and joy is in the Lord. Amen. We don't get our joy out of this world. Amen. I tell you what, sometimes this world's depressing. I'll just be honest. Sometimes this world will bog you down. Sometimes this world will take away your happiness. But I thank God that there's joy in the Lord that's unspeakable, and the devil and the world can't do nothing about the joy we have in the Lord. Amen. Praise God, Lord, just pretend just a little while that we truly are born again believers. Get in, just let God help us, fill our soul, encourage our heart. Amen. Just have us a spell on purpose, just because we can, because of the help of the Lord. Amen. Because he loves us so much, and he gave his only begotten son, the very best he had, for somebody like me. Somebody like you, amen. Praise God. That grace that makes glad. Paul said, "I knew a man." Amen. He said, "It was expedient." Praise God. He said, "Me to let you in on this secret." Praise God. He said, "That man got caught up in the heavenly places." You know what's wrong with most of us, old cold-hearted Baptist? Amen. We don't let God catch us up in heavenly places. Praise God. You get caught up in heavenly places every now and then, glory be God, you'll be longing for the heavenlies. Amen. You'll get the desire, and praise God, to leave gravitation, glory God, and go get the place where you're closer to him. Amen. I get to peek over in glory every now and then. Well, I tell you what, but the help of the Lord through the Word of God, amen, he'll unction my heart, and he'll say, and I'll be in a turmoil and chaos. Praise God, and they just like a voice speak by, he says, "Peace, be still." And it's in those still, when that still small voice speaks, praise God, that God begins to help our heart. Get us, praise God, into a place where, amen, we don't know if we're here, if we're going or coming, praise God, but we thank God that we're there. Amen. Praise Lord. I thank God for that he has a way to get me into places that I never thought I'd go. Amen. And he takes me up there, praise God, and just helped me to see the good glory of God. That grace, amen, praise God, that he bestows upon me. That help that he has to give, praise God, when it seems there's no hope at all. But that's the difference between the world and the gods of this world and the God of glory. There's a difference. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks looking for the God of this world. Amen. But I won't say that. I'm looking for the God of glory, praise God, that takes care of this world. Amen. I got counted one day as one of his little children, glory be to God. Amen. And he's never let me down. Amen. Every time I need him, glory be to God, there he is. He shows up on purpose. Paul said, praise God. He said, whether I was out of the body or in the body or out of the body. He said, I don't know, but praise God, glory be to God. Amen. I thank God for those spells I have. You know what I'm talking about? You ever have those spells? I mean, you get the Kate Heppets. Amen. Get over in the glory world. Amen. On purpose. Glory be to God. And you just pray, oh God, please just let me stay here. Amen. Thank God. Hey, listen. One day He will. One day we're going to get over in glory world. Praise God. And we'll just stay there. I tell you what, if we get caught up in this whole world, we'll be depressed. Amen. Because I don't know about you. As you get older, you age. Amen. And as you age, you get more decrepit every day. You say, preacher, you're very discouraging. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. As you age, you get more decrepit. You wake up just about every morning with another ache, another pain. But praise God, I said the other day, glory to God, I'm glad I can wake up. Amen. Glad I can sit up. Glad I can get up, praise God. Because of the glory of God, amen. The grace of God sufficient to give me another day. I praise His name for all His glory. But you know what's wrong with most of it? The devil's done took our shout and gave us a pout. Well, it's, oh, poor pitiful me. I've got it so awful. Amen. I tell you what, I ain't letting the devil take my joy. Amen. The devil, don't he don't deserve my joy. He ain't getting it. Amen. I got a God of glory. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, I don't know if I'm in the world. I don't know if I'm in the flesh or out of the flesh. But praise God, I know I've got some joy. Praise God and glad. I've got grace that makes glad. And I ain't going to give the devil not one iota of my joy. Amen. Because it ain't him that made, the devil ain't what makes me glad. Amen. The devil makes me mad. We was talking about it, about the old devil, praise God. I hope I get to kick him off in that lake of fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give him a swift kick and praise God, as I watch him go in. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that ain't very Christian to you. Praise God, that ain't nothing Christian about the devil. Amen. He ain't ever helped me. He's been a hindrance to me. Paul said they was a... And Paul's testimony here, he says, glory be to God. He said, I remember who called me. He said, I remember getting called up. I said, praise God. He said, I remember getting called out. He said, glory be to God. He said, I refuse to go back there again. Amen. He said, I'm going to keep pressing onward and upward, glory be to God. He said, I've done got a glimpse of the other side. Amen. Hey, listen, folks, I don't know about you. I've done got a glimpse of the better part. Hey, glory. Hey, this old world may beat you down, weigh you down. Praise God, there's another day of coming. Amen, praise God. And you say, well, preacher, I don't feel like rejoicing. I don't feel glad. Praise God. Just get the rejoicing, praising God, and the feeling to come. Amen. Glory be God. Next thing you know, glory be God, you'll be shouting out, singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We'll be saying, ain't God good? Amen. Glory be to God. But I tell you what, devil don't like it. He don't like it, praise God. So that's why we ought to do it the more. Amen. Just sing and praise God every step of the way to the end of the way. Amen. And don't care if it. Hey, I hope it does hair lift the devil. Amen. He may. You say, well, preacher, that'll make the devil mad. He'll give you a fit. Amen. Praise God. He already is. Amen. Praise God. He's trying to ride you like a Russian racehorse. But praise God, you don't have to give him a saddle. Amen. Just get the praise in God and giving God the glory. Paul said, you know what? I got glory to God. I've done seen the better part. Amen. God saved me by His marvelous grace. Amen. Grace that makes glad. Praise God. Brings gladness to your heart. Praise the Lord. You'll go through tough times. You'll go through heartaches and temptations. But praise God, we just got to be praising the Lord. Just keep praising. Paul said, hey, praise God. He said, we go through it. Christians go through it. We have experiences. But we got to just keep praising the Lord. That's what brings you up out of the tight spots. That's what gets you through the hard times. Praise God. Amen. When the devil's starting to put his foot up, just get the shout and the praise. Say, Jesus, Jesus, glory be to His name. Amen. You know what the Lord Jesus will do? He'll reach down between you and the old devil. He'll get the old devil by the foot and he'll go, son, he'll throw that old devil for a flip. He said, get off of him, it's mine, praise God. He don't belong to you. Amen. Glory to God. We belong to a risen Savior, glory to God. We have a heavenly Father. We have praises upon our lips, praise God, that we ain't even shared yet. Praise God, it's time just to shout to God, Lord Jesus Christ, lift up the name of the Savior, praise God, from the bottom, praise God, all the way to the rooftop, just shout the praises of God. Amen. Amen. That God might get all the glory. Paul said, praise God, I done realize I've been way up yonder, praise God, I ain't about to go down here no more. Amen. He said, oh, they tried to beat me down. He said, I could brag on who I am and where I've been, but praise be to God. He said, I just want to get a closer relationship with my Lord. He said, I want God to get all the glory. You know, it wasn't Paul that got up there to be able to peek into paradise. Amen. It was the God of Paul that got him up there to be able to peek into paradise. Hey, if we're ever going to get the place where we can peek into glory, amen, it ain't going to be by our own strength. It's going to be by Lord Jesus Christ lifting us up, praise God. I will say that we're not our own, praise God. We've been bought by a price. We're in the hands of a holy God. We're covered, glory. We're covered by the blood. Amen. We're safe and secure. Hey, can't nobody take us out. He said, no man. No, nobody. That's me and you, glory to God. He said, no man can pluck you out. Amen. Said, you're safe and secure. Praise God, just start shouting, praise God. Victory, victory, victory is mine. Amen. Amen. Say, I'm in the hands of a holy God. My God's a keeping me. Amen. I'm going to go through all kinds. I had to go back over to a dermatologist. Have to go every 6 months because I had that melanoma. Had to cut that big old thing on my back. Every 6 months, I have to go back over, check me from head to toe. Found 5 places in my head. Froze them, killed them, hopefully. Amen. I pray God, say glory to God. Amen. So, preacher, don't that discourage you? They found 5 more. Hey, no, praise God. I feel good. Glory be to God. I can glory in infirmities for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, amen. You say, well, that's foolish. That's crazy. Praise God. No, it ain't. I'm giving Him glory, and it ain't worse than it is. He's staying the hands, praise God. Amen. Those that might discourage and tear down, praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. That stuff ain't very much fun. You can ask Brother Charles, Brother Rex, him, praise. That stuff hurts. They go to freezing in places. But I say glory to God. Thank God, amen, that they give technology. Thank God. Amen, glory be God. You know what I think about? I thought about as I was sitting there cheering. He was a freezing thing. I said, take that, devil. Amen. Got the feeling pretty good. Hey, I almost got the wish that I had some more. Amen. Every time they burn, I say, take that, devil. Hey, that's all he can do to me. He can touch my flesh, but he can't touch my soul. Paul said, I've done got a hold of something. It's got a hold of me, and it's lifting me up. Glory be to God. It's taking me places I ain't ever thought about before. Amen. He said, glory be to God. He said, I ain't going to let go now. Amen. Do you know Paul was just about blind? They said he had a disease that made him almost gross to look at. That's why Dr. Luke had to lead him around by the hand. All through the book of Acts, all through Paul's ministry, Luke was leading him around by the hand. He was Paul's physician to take care of him. Galatians chapter 6, verse 11, Paul said, well, chapter 4, I believe verse 20 or 25, he said, hey, listen, said, you know what? He said, I know that if it was able, you'd even give me your eyes. Paul had a problem, couldn't see good. It was part of the disease he had. He said in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, he said, see how large a letter I write you in my own hand. He wrote with an Emmaus. Person, he had dictated that person to write it down for him. But Paul said, hey, listen, said it. Needful that I write to you. And he said, there ain't nobody here but the Lord to help me. Amen. He said, I got a pen and paper. Amen. I said, I'm writing it myself. Said, see how large a letter. Hey. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. He said, hey, listen. He said, don't give in. Don't give in. Barbara just had to say just a few words. I got thinking over the study here. Monday, I believe it was, I about had me a spell. Yeah, said, Lord, Lord God, he didn't have to write a whole lot. He just said, don't give in. Don't. Give. Up. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, just trust in Jesus. Trust in that what you know. Praise God. Because he'll lift you up. Amen. I'm so tired of the devil trying to keep us down. Amen. Glory be to God. Just stand up and shout a while. Glory to God. We're victors. We've got. We've already won. Just shout the praise. Shout the victory. Amen. Those that's gone on before us is already there. Brother Andrew, what do you think they're doing in glory?
Amen. They're hollering, brother.
Amen.
They're praising God.
You don't think they got the pooch mouth?
That's right.
No, glory to God, they got a shout, praise God, and they're shouting around.
Amen. Because he's
worthy. Amen.
Thank God.
And they've just begun.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. And they'll still have just begun when we get there.
Amen.
And we'll just join in, praise God, and we'll shout her out too. We won't miss a thing. Amen. Glory. That's what I'm talking. Hey, what are you saying, preacher? I said, Paul said, hey, listen. We just, I done got caught up in this. I'm looking over in the glory, and it's looking good from here. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I could shout in my glory. He said, what I've been able to see. But he said, what I've been able to see, he said, that ain't about me. He said, what I've been able to see, praise God, that's about the good God of glory. Amen. Said, he's lifted me up even in my infirmities. He said, I prayed about it. Amen. Verse 7, he said, at least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. Said, what's been revealed to me? What the Lord's allowed me to see. But he said, I praise God. He said, that ain't what's lifting me up. Amen. He said, that was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now, I want you to watch this. Old devil, he's sly, boy. He is slick. Old Paul, he rejoiced his whole. He was giving God all the glory. He was praising God every time he had an opportunity. Tell him about what Jesus done. He'd say, glory to God, you ought to get ready. Hey, come on up here with me. It's getting better all the time. Amen. He said, don't stay down there. Get your step up. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, when somebody get up there, where he's at? He said, glory to God. He said, just go up a little higher. Amen. Amen. Glory be God. He said, get up a little farther, praise God. It just keeps getting better. Amen. Amen. So devil come along. Paul come along. He said, but the messenger of Satan. He said, there was given me a thorn in the flesh. He said, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Now, I don't know if you know it, but one that's a messenger is one that goes on an errand. So what he said, Paul said, the devil's errand boy come along to buffet me. Amen. Now, Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary said that word buffet, it means to thump or to box the ears. Huh? He said, there's a messenger. I ain't going to smack your bony ears, boy. He said, hey. He said, the messenger of Satan, he said, that errand boy, the devil, praise God, just about time I get to looking over and saying, come on up here, praise God, the weather's fine, praise God, the devil will smack me, pop my ears. But he said, glory be to God anyway. Amen. Paul says, I got tired of that. So I got tired of that. Said, every time it seemed like I was getting, now listen to me carefully right here, because this is where us Baptists are. Every time we climb up a little bit, the devil comes along and buffets us. He'll thump us a little. He'll box our ears. You know what we'll do? We'll step back down. We'll go, oh me. Oh me. Huh? Yeah. And Paul said, hey, that's discouraging. But he said, you know what it did? He said it was discouraging to Paul. He said, I prayed twice and God take this away from me. He said, three times I prayed, God, please get take away this buffeting. Take away the buffeter, the messenger, the errand boy, the devil. Get him away from me. Amen. You know what Paul said? God says, Paul, said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. He said, hey, every time he bugs you, praise God, just realize, praise God, that that's all he can do. Amen. Praise God. Listen, all the devil can do is buffet us. Amen. He can't come in. The devil's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. He just comes by. I know what you're saying. Well, preacher, it seems like the devil camps out on my front porch. Amen. You know why? You know why? Because we give him a camping spot. If we ain't very careful, we give him a camping spot on our front porch. See, the devil is not omnipresent. The devil isn't the Holy Ghost of God. The devil he can come upon you. He can deflect the outward man. Hello? Hello? Are you listening to me? He can touch the outside. He can afflict you with boils from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, but that's all he can do. He can't come into you unless you open the door of your heart and invite him in. He said, the Lord says, Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient. God, he says, my grace. He said, that I give you. Amen. He said, it's enough, praise God, to fight the wiles of the devil. What he's saying, my grace. He said, what I give you, praise God, he said, it's sufficient to keep the doors of your heart. Amen. So that when the devil comes by, glory be to God, and he'll give you, he said, my grace will reveal it, praise God, and it'll seal up the doors of your heart against the wages of the devil, against the wiles of the devil, against the temptations of the devil, against the desires of the devil, against the desires of the flesh. Amen. God says, my grace does that. Amen. So the devil comes along, and he can touch your flesh. He can beat you up and waller you, but he can only do it for a short spell. Amen. If we put up a resistance, it'll even determine the length of his spell. Because as he says, we'll submit ourselves to God, because God's grace is sufficient. God's grace, he said, my grace is there with you. Amen. It puts up a shield. Puts up a shield against the devil. Amen. Where he can't. See, he comes and he attacks the outside. Amen. If we ain't very careful, he gets the beating on the door and we'll open the door to let him in. But you know why we do it? Because we don't recognize who he is. We think, well, you know, I can do a little bit of that. A little bit won't hurt me. You know, I see other people do it. I know the Bible says it's wrong. Am I not right? You know, everybody down at the schoolhouse is doing it. My coworkers do it all the time. Amen. And first thing you know, you throw the door wide open and allowed it and invited the devil to come in. Amen. But I won't say, praise God, the devil can't come in. There's no place for him in the child of God. But we got to keep the door closed. Amen. When temptation tempts us, sir, we got to trust the Lord, submit ourselves to God, and say, Jesus, resist him with everything in us. Amen. So, oh God, help me to do right. Help me to think right. Help me to speak right. Help me, God, to act right. Paul said, glory be God. He said, I get way up here. He said, now the devil comes along. He says, you are just sit down, Paul. Nobody wants. Somebody throw the rock, hit him. No. Oh, Paul's about. Bible tells old Paul just shook it off. Amen. They rocked him to sleep one time, drug him outside the city, and left him for dead. Because he was preaching gospel. Because he got way up here and people didn't like it. Hey, who do you think you are? He said, I'm just a child of the King. Amen. Hey, let me tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the portals of glory. I'm seeing God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ sitting at His right hand. They took up stones against old Paul and began to chunk them at him. Told Paul, rocked him to sleep. I can see him. They grabbed him up, drug him outside the city. Brother Rex chunked him out there like garbage. Them disciples come along a little while later looking for old brother Paul. They said, "We got rid of that stinking rascal. Didn't like what he had to say." So what'd you do with him? He said, "We stoned him, throwed him outside the city." They went out there and there laid old brother Paul outside the city. Rock bruises all over his old, probably grotesque looking anyway from what they say. That disease he had would make him kind of deformed looking. Kind of not like me and you. Amen. God may have been called, might have been called disabled just a little bit. But praise God, God took that disability, enabled Paul to be the greatest preacher that ever was. Them disciples got out there and they got down there and said, "Oh, Brother Paul, we're so sorry we wasn't here for you. Well, we'd like to have been able to do something." About that time, old brother Paul, he shook his head, sat up from there and said, "Them boys are praying. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Brother Paul. Oh, Lord." Old brother Paul said, "What's going on, boys? So what are you doing here?" "So, Paul, he thought you was dead." He said, "I don't know about you, but I've never been so alive. God, let me look over into glory." Amen. Let me tell you, praise God. He said, "I don't know whether I was in the body or out of the body, but praise God, I was seeing some glorious sights." People are scared to death of death. Terrifies people to die. I'm going to tell you, it ain't nothing to dying. You just quit breathing, your heart quits, and you're gone. Amen. What's hard's living. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's hard to live. Ain't nothing to dying. And praise God, especially if you know where you're going.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Grace that brings gladness. Glory be to God. He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Paul says, "You know, I don't know whether I was in the flesh or out of flesh, but say God," he said, "praise God, I had revelation visions. I got to see things that I can't even speak about. I wouldn't even know how to tell you." Praise the Lord. But man, he said, "But boy, it was good." He said, "It gave me a go yonder in my soul." Praise God. Amen. It was grace that made him glad. He said, the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness." Amen. Paul said, "Hey, look, about the time I was a cave in, God reminded me of His grace." Amen. He said, "Paul, did you forget my grace is sufficient?" You know why it's sufficient? Because it's God's. It's sufficient because it's God's. Amen. The grace that saves us is the grace that keeps us. The grace that sustains us. The grace that supports us and holds us up. Praise God. It belongs to God. And He said, "It's sufficient." He said, "Well, preacher, you just don't know how weak I am." He said, "It's sufficient when you're the weakest." He said, "It's that support, praise God, that comes up under you." Praise God, when the youngins are sick and the people's are hurting, when you don't have food for the table, the bills come in, you don't know what to do, glory to God. He said, "That's when grace is sufficient." I went in the house the other day, Monday, I guess it was. Went in the house the other day and the old devil been giving me a fit. Now, he gives me a fit too. But boy, I always tell him, God's grace is sufficient. And He brought back to me a while back, he said, "Look what all you give up." Yeah. He said, "There's nobody care about that." Yeah. He said, "Nobody cares about you." Yeah. He said, "Why don't you just quit?" Yeah. He said, "Don't you know you could be doing better?" Yeah. But boy, he had no more than said that. I said, "Ain't nothing better than my Lord." See, he tried the same thing with our Lord. He said, you know what? He took him up to the pinnacle. He said, look out around you here. He said, see all this whole world that you got. He said, if you'll worship me, he said, I'll give it all to you. Jesus said, devil, it all belongs to my heavenly Father. Amen. Said, you can keep what you claim. But praise God, it all belongs to him. I think I'll just keep what I got. But that's the way the devil does you. I went visiting Monday, went visiting all morning long, went to nursing home, hospitals and stuff, and I come in, stopped the mailbox, and about that time, Brother Jeff called me. And, it was, 7:30 Monday night when I got in. 7:30 Monday night, I pulled in there, hadn't been home all day, stopped the mailbox, got the mail, went up there and had some mail. And I got a thing on my profit sharing. And I'd been really depressed because I'd lost a tremendous amount of money back in 2008 and then again last year, year before last. And I thought, well, you know, what am I going to do? That's my retirement. It's all I got. Other than what, you know, we're sticking back a little time. Opened that thing up, tore it open. Praise God, I'd done climb back up from where I was, back to where I, above where I was trying to get to. God done put $10,000 back in that thing. Since in the last 3 months. Amen. I said, take that, devil. Amen. Had a little old thing there from Mission Hospital. I went to the next one. Opened it up there and there was a thing from Mission Hospital. I said, oh goodness. Jeff said, what is it? I said, it's a thing from Mission Hospital statement. Probably owe money. I said, there went my money. Amen. That's the way devil, you know. I tore that thing open and it was a check from Mission Hospital. Overpayment. I said, glory to God. Take that, devil. Amen. You say, how does that happen? Because grace is sufficient in a time of weakness. Amen. Just shout His praises, Jacob. Because God is good. Ever-present help. See, not see the righteous forsaken or his seed of begging bread. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got an old car out there that's about to die. Head gasket's blowed in. It's been blowed for a couple months. Amen. I put some Blue Devil in it. I thought, boy, ain't this an oxymoron? I'm a praying. I'm saying, oh God, please touch us. Oh, you let a man build this thing. Please, God, help me with it. $1,800, it ain't worth it. Amen. So, oh God, please. God says, hey, he said, you know what? You got a head gasket blowed. Test positive. He said, I'll tell you what you can do. Go down there to Napa, down here, blow the shop, and get you a can. Go in there and get some of that Blue Devil head gasket repair. Yeah. He said, put that in there like it says too. And he said, it'll seal that up. He said, it's kind of a Band-Aid, but it'll help you. It'll get you a little further. I said, oh God. And then I got to say, how, Lord? I said, Lord, how am I going to pray over a Blue Devil? Amen. Now, some of you like Blue Devils. I don't know about that. I don't know how I can. God bless your heart. I've been praying for your salvation. Blue devil, red devil, green devil, he's still the devil. I went down there to Napa. I got me a can of that Blue Devil. Waited next morning, went good and cold, and poured that in there like it's supposed to. Started up and turned the heater on wide open so it circulates that water real good and hard. Poured that in there. Let it run for 50 minutes like it said. Cut it off. Let that thing cool off and then topped the radiator off like it said to do. I run that thing about a month. I mean, it really done good. Wasn't losing the water. But I said, praise the Lord. Amen. I bought me another year. Yeah. Amen. But then, you know how the devil does. He gets you up there, makes you where you're really getting in there praising God. And then the devil comes along. He went in there and starts scratching that stuff out. Yeah. That's what he did. That's what he does in your life too. Paul said, that's what he does. When you're up here and you're praising God, he comes along, takes his finger, and starts scratching out around the edges. Trying to make your foundation unsure. Because most times we ain't got our foundation on what it needs to be anyways. That's what he started doing. He started scratching out around that, so now it started leaking again. And I said, well, just get you another can of that Blue Devil. I ain't putting my faith in the devil no more. Amen. I said, Lord, I need some help. And you know what? The Lord showed up. I told another fellow, I said, the tar's just almost slick on that thing. It's going to be, you know, just if I can make it through December. You know that old song, if I can make it through December? Said, if I can make it through December, Lord, going to be a better day then. Amen. Been saving back. See, the Bible said, consider the ain't you sluggard. So I've been putting money back every week, you know, because I knew I'd have to have some tires. You know, you got to put back for a rainy day. So I'm putting that money back. But you know, we come in here, son, had our business meeting. And you know what this church voted to do? This church voted to buy me a new car.
Amen.
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 Amen. God. His little church, his little body of believers said, preacher, we're going to take care of that for you.
Amen. Amen.
The devil said, preacher, they don't nobody care about you. Yeah. Nobody care. Nobody, they don't even know you exist. They don't listen. They don't care. Yeah. But you know what? God proved them wrong. He said, my grace is sufficient.
Right.
He said, there's a little body of believers up there, the cold preacher, that love you. They like preaching. They like the Lord. Amen. They like that faithfulness to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So I don't have to buy no more Blue Devil. I don't have to buy no new tires. I don't have to buy no more antifreeze. So I've been carrying a gallon jug in the back. Amen. Antifreeze. Yeah. The devil would like me to swap jugs. Amen. But I got that gallon of antifreeze. But you know what? Pray God, in just a little while, that gallon of antifreeze is going to be gone. Amen. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient. Amen. When you're weak, that's when He's strong. He's never failed me yet. You said, preacher, so that's crazy. He said, you've been through more than any of us. Surgery after surgery after surgery. I could go tomorrow and have injection in my back. Amen. My hips are giving fit. You wouldn't know it, would you? Amen. Glory to God. I tell you what, I give up the Holy Ghost to God. I don't feel nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't hurt nowhere. Amen. I will tomorrow. But glory be to God tonight. Amen. Bless His holy name. And all they do is praise you, the Lord. Amen. Paul said, he looked down and he said, my grace is sufficient for your every need. Amen. Paul says, I was up there and the devil gave me a fit. He sent a messenger of Satan. He said, therefore I pray, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecution and distresses for Christ's sake. Amen. He said, for when I am weak, then am I strong. Amen. He said, just about the time that I'm at my weakness and I think I can't go on. Praise God. He said, there's something undergirds me and swoops me up. And he said, Paul, I got this.
Yes,
amen. Laying outside the city, stoned to death. And God says, Paul, my grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Paul said, okay. He could have got up from there and been real discouraged. But God says, Brother Paul, come up here a minute. I ain't done with you yet. Come here for a minute. He said, look over in here. I think God began to, Brother Andrew began to show him some things. Amen. Begin to point him to some promises. He said, now you just go back. Shit, it's going to be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then the old devil, like he does, he sent that messenger, you know, to box his ears every now and then. Paul said, go ahead, devil. Take your best shot. Because this is all you're getting.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can meet on the outside.
Thank you, Lord.
But you ain't getting on the inside. He said, there's a greater power that's in me that's in the world. Amen. A force to be reckoned with. Amen. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about grace to make glad. Amen. Paul said, praise God, I'm on the glory in my infirmities. I'm just going to shout the praises of God all the way to the house. Amen. He said, Paul said, praise the Lord, I'm going to shout here and I'm going to gate there, through the gate there shouting.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There wasn't no pout in Paul. Praise God. He was all about giving God glory. Ain't you glad? And that's it. That's what he's telling us to do. See, Paul was an example to me and you. He said, praise God. He said, just give God the glory. Amen. Praise God. He said, just go ahead and keep climbing up. Just go ahead and keep stepping up, amen. No matter what the devil does, no matter what comes your way, just keep climbing up a little higher. Amen. Expecting the Lord to be there with you. Amen. And when the devil comes along and buffets you, praise God, just give him the other cheek and just keep pressing on for Jesus. Bless His holy name. Stand with me.